البيان راديو presents the following lesson live from مسجد الأزهر بأمو.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم. We all know this. But a lot of us don't stop at the last part of this ayah. And it is the most important part of this ayah. And we all know Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you have believed, Siyam has been prescribed upon you the way it was prescribed on the ones before you, so that you may attain taqwa. A sheikh, a great scholar, Muhammad Tahir ibn Ashur rahimahullah, a great modern day scholar, in his tafsir said, أن هذه الكلمة, the last part of this ayah, جملة سببية تعليلية. The last part, لعلكم تتقون, shows you the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made siyam wajib. As if to say, يا أيها الذين آمنوا فرضنا عليكم الصيام كما فرضناه على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم بإدائكم لهذه الفريضة تنالون التقوى. So this Imam says that this ayah, the last part, it's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made siyam wajib. So that perhaps by applying siyam and performing siyam, you can attain taqwa. طيب, my dear brothers, before we define taqwa, before we move on, because it's very important, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention siyam and taqwa? He linked it together, siyam and taqwa, in this month. Look at yourself in this month, what do you perform? In this month especially, what are we doing that's different from the other months? We're fasting in the days, in the nights, we're praying. And in the days, you were staying away from the mubahat, from the things that are allowed, from the food and the drink and intercourse. You were staying away from this. And you are staying away from the muharramat. So, and as well, increasing in reciting Quran and dhikr. All this in the month of Ramadan. Fasting, qiyam, taraweeh, qiyamul layl, reading Quran, staying away from the mubahat. All this, my dear brothers, it's the shi'ar or the symbol of the people of taqwa. The people of taqwa are the ones who perform these actions. In Ramadan only? No. In Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. Ramadan, my dear brothers, if you look at it, it's like a station that you stop on. As Ibn al-Qayyim said, اعلم أنك في طريق إلى الله تعالى. Ibn al-Qayyim says, know that you are on a path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're all on a path, we're all on a trip to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this path, this journey, needs a stop off. It needs for you to stop off, revive, survive, take things that are beneficial. So this is the month, that we stop on, and we revive ourselves. We take things. We add things onto our ibadah. We decrease things. If we're doing some muharramat, we leave them. So this month, we fix ourselves and we continue on this path. As Allah says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Allah says, تَزَوَّدُوا, take that which is benefit for you. For the best benefit for you is taqwa. قال الإمام السعدي وزاد التقوى هو زاد لدار القرار. That the thing that benefits you, that you take from you with your trip, that will help you reach Jannah, which is taqwa, my dear brothers. So what is taqwa? Very important for us to know what is taqwa, my dear brothers. طبعا, a lot of scholars have defined or given different definitions of taqwa, and I'll mention the most famous ones, as Talq ibn Hubayb rahimahullah said, at-taqwa an ta'amal bi ta'atillahi ala nurin min Allah tarju thawab Allah wa an tatruk ma'siyatillah ala nurin min Allah takhaf min iqab Allah. This famous imam says that taqwa is for you to perform that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you to do upon nur, upon light, upon guidance, hoping for the reward. And to stay away from that which Allah had made haram upon guidance and upon light. And you fear the punishment of Allah. And a better example for this is what Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said when he defined taqwa. He said, once Abu Hurairah was asked, Ya Abu Hurairah, ma huwa taqwa? What is taqwa? So Abu Hurairah said to him, radiallahu anhu, هل أخذت طريقا ذا شوك? Have you taken a path full of harmful things? Have you ever walked on a path that has harmful things? Stuff that يعني can يؤذيك, some things that can harm you. So the questioner said yes. So Abu Hurairah asked him, ماذا فعلت وماذا صنعت? What did you do when you approached these harmful things on this path? So the questioner said, جاوزته. جاوزته meaning what? He stayed away from it. So Abu Hurairah said, ذلك هو التقوى. That is taqwa. Taqwa is, my dear brothers, to stay away from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. Because these are the things that will lead to your destruction. And my dear brothers, as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us in the Quran many times to have taqwa. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. And taqwa, my dear brothers, there are different types of taqwa, different levels. The first and the highest form of taqwa is the person having taqwa or putting a barrier, because that's what taqwa is. As the scholars said, taqwa, أن تجعل بينك وبين الحرام وقاية, to put between you and the things that are haram a barrier. So the highest form of taqwa is for you to stay away from shirk and kufr, wa'ayyadhu billah. That's the highest form of taqwa. And a person can protect himself, obviously, by learning tawheed and through Islam. And that's Ibrahim alayhi salam would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَجُنُوبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. O Allah, protect me and my children from worshipping the idols. This is a prophet. That's the highest form of taqwa. The second level of taqwa, my dear brothers, is the person putting a barrier between him and himself from the bid'ah, from the innovations. Because the innovations, my dear brothers, and there are different levels. There are small innovations and there are big innovations. And there's no such thing as bid'ah hasana wa sayyi'ah, because the Prophet said, كل بدعة ضلالة والكل يفيد العموم, يعني كل, it's general, covers all types of bid'ah. So that's the second type of taqwa, a person fears from falling into the bid'ah. Because the bid'ah, my dear brothers, is another bait that the shaitan uses. And it can be sometimes more harmful than shirk, because everyone knows this is kufr, shirk. But sometimes bid'ah, it might look appealing to the person. It might look appealing. That's why he stays upon this bid'ah for years and years and years, and he doesn't know that this is haram. The third type, the third level of taqwa, my dear brothers, is the person staying away or putting a barrier between him and himself from the things that are unclear. Al-mutashabihat. You don't know if they're halal or haram. And a person can protect himself from these by learning his religion. By learning his religion. The more you learn your religion, my dear brother, it will become apparent to you what is halal and haram. As if you remain upon ignorance, you're not going to know what's halal and haram. And the last type is the taqwa from indulging in that which is mubah. You know, sometimes, my dear brothers, we get carried away. When we indulge ourselves in things that are mubah, we have a car, I want to buy another car. We have a jet ski, I want to buy another jet ski. We indulge ourselves too much in the mubahat, that can, wa'yadhu billah, take, it's mubah, it's allowed. But by indulging yourself in this, it can take you away from what? That which is more important. And what's more important, my dear brothers? Pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr. So when you're indulging yourself in that which is allowed, mubah, too much, it might take you away from that which is more important, my dear brothers, and that is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tayyib. So taqwa, my dear brothers, has great virtues, and it's the reason why, as we mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made siyam. Tayyib. What is it in it for us? When we have taqwa in our lives, yani, is taqwa khalas being a monk, staying in your masjid and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wallahi, my dear brothers, taqwa is the greatest weapon for this ummah. Taqwa is the key for all the khairat, all the goodness a Muslim can ever have in his life. And if you were to read the Quran and ponder upon the ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned taqwa, you'll find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked taqwa with so much things. Let's take some examples. If you want guidance, my dear brother, if you want guidance, have taqwa. Allah says, Hudan lilmuttaqeen. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you victory and give victory to the ummah, فَاتَّقِ اللَّهِ, have taqwa. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah is with the ones who have taqwa. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to befriend you in this world, يَتَوَلَّاكَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, have taqwa. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah is the friend of those who have taqwa. Do you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love you? Have taqwa. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-muttaqeen. Do you want a furqan? A furqan is the ma'rifa between al-haq and al-batil. It's a criterion that Allah gives you to know which is right and wrong. Have taqwa. Allah says, in tattaqu Allah yaj'al lakum furqana. Do you wish to be a alim? Do you wish to be a scholar? Have taqwa. Allah says, wattaqu Allah wa yu'allimukum Allah. Have taqwa and Allah will teach you. You want to release your, you want to stay away, or you want to find a way to get out from all your problems, any stress, any depression, have taqwa. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَل لَّهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa, Allah will find a way out for him. You want rizq, you want sustenance, you want provision, have taqwa. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَل لَّهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِب. Whoever has taqwa, Allah will find an easy way out for him from all depression and all problems, and he'll give him sustenance and provision and rizq from ways he doesn't know. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make things easy for you? وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever has taqwa, Allah makes his affairs easier. You want to have success in this dunya and in the akhirah? Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So much, my dear brothers, so much abwab and so much gems and benefits just by having taqwa. I see Ali looking at his time, so I know we're almost up. But one more thing, my dear brothers. Not having taqwa, my dear brothers, wallahi, it is the reason for all the balaya, all the problems that the ummah are going through. It's because there is no taqwa. What's the evidence? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah says, if the people had taqwa, Allah would have opened up for them His blessings and His provisions. But they rejected. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. So taqwa, my dear brothers, it is the reason for our sa'ada, our happiness, our victory, our rizq, our actions being accepted, and having no taqwa, my dear brothers, it is the sabab for our fashal, our failure in this dunya and akhirah. As Allah Jalla wa Ala yaj'alna min al-muttaqeen. Wallahu ta'ala alam, wa sallallahu alayhi sayyidina Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.